The great-great-great-granddaughter of Charles Dickens, Lucinda Dickens Hawksley, is on Penn State's University Park campus today to give a talk on Dickens and Christmas. Hawksley spoke with WPSU's Christine Allen about the publication of that legendary Christmas story.
Lucinda Dickens Hawksley is an author, lecturer, and award-winning travel writer. She also has a master's degree in art history. And yes, she shares some DNA with one of the greatest novelists of all time, a writer whose world-famous Christmas novella has a big anniversary this month.
A Christmas Carol is actually 175 years old this year. So its 175th anniversary is the 19th of December. So it's great excitement this year.
Tell me about how the Christmas Carol happened.
Dickens had had a difficult year when he started writing it. All of Dickens's novels, not his Christmas books, but all his novels were serialized. They came out in either monthly or weekly installments. He had been, until this time, on the ascendant. And then for the first time, his readership started to dwindle. And his publishers thought, well, maybe he's just not that good anymore. Maybe his moment has gone. And they started to lose faith in him a little bit. And this, for Dickens, he suffered from depression a lot throughout his life, went back and forth. This was a really tough time for him. He had young children. He was becoming overdrawn at the bank. He was really frightened. Now, he had an idea for writing, well, he initially had an idea to write a pamphlet to tell people about what was happening in terms of child poverty. This would have been a journalistic style work. He had done a lot of campaigning. He talked to a lot of specialists who'd been, you know, looking into the terrible problems of child poverty, and he wanted to make a difference. And then he thought, well, who's going to read this? So he decided that he would write a book that would, in his words, strike a sledgehammer blow in favour of the poor man's child. That was really what A Christmas Carol was meant to say. And he wanted his readers to realise they're all a bit like Scrooge. Everybody who read that book had ignored a poor child at some point because they were everywhere in Britain at that time. He wrote A Christmas Carol despite his publishers thinking that the idea for a Christmas book was a bit weird. They didn't really understand it. They were to be proved very wrong. He had to pretty much self-publish the book. They only paid for some of the costs. He had to pay for the rest of the costs. And the book was published on the 19th of December, 1843. First print run was 6,000 copies. He was furious that the publishers did almost no publicity for it. The book came out to resounding lack of marketing and PR. And yet it sold out within 5 days. By Christmas Eve, it had all been sold out, that first print run, and they had to reprint. From that moment on, Dickens was monumentally famous, and the tradition of the Christmas book and the Christmas story was born. Suddenly, within a year, everybody else was trying to get on the act. All the other authors were wanting to do it. Dickens was writing his second Christmas book to come out in 1844, and it just began this new Christmas tradition, essentially.
And there were theatrical productions right away?
Yes, for which he got absolutely no money. All pirated. By February of 1844, so 2 months after it had been published, there were at least 3 illegal versions of A Christmas Carol being performed very unseasonably on the London stage. And that was London alone. So all over the country, throughout the world, people were, you know, pirating his works. And this happened every time he published a book. Even sometimes before he'd finished serialising his books, and he hadn't finished writing them, he was writing them as they were serialised. They would be performing stages with guest at endings. It was extraordinary.
That's Lucinda Dickens Hawksley, great-great-great-granddaughter of Charles Dickens, talking about the publication of A Christmas Carol 175 years ago this month. She's on the Penn State University Park campus today to give a free talk on Dickens and Christmas. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.